Wang Baozhou, welcome to Talk Satellite.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to meet you again and glad to take this interview.
Can you provide background on AppStar and your satellite fleet?
APT Satellite is formed in 1992. We are based in Hong Kong. Right now we are operating a fleet of five satellites, namely AppStar 5C, AppStar 6C, AppStar 7, AppStar 9 and AppStar 6D. Among the satellites, we have both C-band and Ku-band, also with Ku-band high throughput capacity.
And of course, now you have a new CEO.
Yes. Last year, Mr. Wang Hongbin was appointed CEO of APT Satellite, replacing Mr. Chen Guangren as the new CEO. Mr. Wang Hongbin has over 25 years of working experience in the satellite industry. He's originally employed in the Sino-satellite communication and then switched over to China Satellite Communication Corporation as Vice President of China Satcom. Last year, he was appointed by the board as the CEO of APT Satellite.
We're seeing in the market a trend now where provide managed services, and APT Satellite, you've been focusing especially on that maritime industry.
Yes, maritime is one of our key business, but mainly through our subsidiary companies, APT Mobile Satcom. Right now, we have already provided, we means together with APT Mobile Satcom, already provide close to 10,000 ships. These maritime services, including fishing ships, for some cargo ships, liners, all kinds of vessels. And the vessels is mainly in the Pacific Ocean, East China Sea, South China Sea, and Pacific Ocean.
More recently, been providing high-throughput broadband services to the South Asia regions and with the AppStar 5C.
AppStar 5C is a very good satellite. We have C-band coverage, we have Ku-band coverage, we have different beams. Virtually speaking, it's the beams, Ku beams, is mainly targeting the maritime services. With AppStar 5C, we can cover the sea waters between Australia and New Zealand. We can also cover the North Pacific and also Southeast China Sea. We have also equipped with Ku-band high throughput payload. Altogether, we have 12 gigabits per second, mainly serving the Indonesian and Malaysian region. And this satellite is in partnership with Telesat and Indonesia and Malaysia. We have three gateways. Jakarta, we have two gateways. Kuala Lumpur, we have one. Since the very beginning, we are working together with Telesat, what they call the original AppStar 5, or they call T18. That's the satellite. After expiration of the lifetime, we jointly decided to continue our cooperation. Therefore, in 2018, we launched the new satellite, and AppStar have the majority capacity, and Telesat has minority capacity on that satellite.
Do you see a future for the square-defined satellites?
Yes, definitely. I think the industry has a common understanding on the future of the satellite. It has to be a software-defined, a flexible payload. With that one, you can adjust your footprint and you can adjust your beams, maybe power, so according to the market demand. So it will not limited to one fixed service area. So that's the beauty of the software-defined satellite. We are considering to buy one.
What are the current trends you are hearing from customers in the market regarding their requirements?
The requirement from customer is always the same. Cheaper, better, and good service. Okay. But the customers, we can define the customers in several categories. Number one is customers like government or military purpose or some banking sectors. And those customers, they need a reliable, good service. You know, the quality of service and service level is very important. And of course, with that contract, you will have a good margin as well. You know, Second is a corporate one, corporate or enterprise network. And still you can have a reasonable margin and you can have a large sum of business, but in terms of the third category, which is a consumer grade, is still very tough. We have to consider the affordability of the end customer, I mean consumer, whether their trading habit fits in with our business strategy. So this can be evidenced by some recent visit by our colleagues into some of our market, that customer may not care so much about the interruptions or a good service, quality of service, and so on. So what they need is, I will be satisfied if you give me a connection of 2 hours a day, and that would be pretty good. Otherwise, they have done. They have nothing. So we have to realize this, and we have to tailor, you know, our services to cater for that demand as well. And another big issue is the power. The electricity is seems a more important issue in this region. For example, in Indonesia, there are maybe 75,000 villages, and we need to find where is the potential market and where is not connected, and we need to be there to get those people connected to the modern world. So that is our target, and by saying so, we are trying to see whether we can explore this opportunity to be a service provider in Indonesia.
So, Wang Baozhong, thank you very much indeed. We wish you every success.
Thank you very much.